AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Joe Biden has arrived at the Capitol. In about an hour, he'll be sworn in as the nation's 46th president. The 45th president, Donald Trump, has already left Washington.
What we've done has been amazing by any standard.
Before flying to Florida, President Trump did talk about his successor.
I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular.
He also gave a hint about future plans.
So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
President Trump is facing an impeachment trial in the Senate over the deadly violence at the Capitol 2 weeks ago. It turns out President Trump did leave a note for his successor. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
Deputy Press Secretary Judd Deer didn't want to say what was in the note, citing privacy for communications between presidents. Trump has refused to publicly concede to Biden and did not mention the Democrat by name in a pair of farewell addresses. He also interrupted many traditions of the presidency, including by not attending Biden's inauguration. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 96, will not be at the inauguration. Once he is sworn in, President-elect Biden is expected to issue executive orders undoing some Trump administration policies on climate and the coronavirus. Vaccine scarcity is continuing in California, as indicators suggest a slowing in the holiday-driven surge that led the state to be the first to top 3 million confirmed coronavirus cases. A loud explosion, apparently caused by a gas leak, has partially destroyed a residential building in the center of Madrid, Spain. At least 2 people were killed. Stocks have opened with strong gains across the board on Wall Street. This is AP News. Powerful winds are moving through parts of California.
Just roaring. it was just roaring all night. This is still a big win.
Yosemite National Park was forced to close. 2 coronavirus vaccine centers were shut down. Don Mandy felt the winds in his house in Bass Lake, California.
Sound like an earthquake. Okay, I've lived through the earthquakes. And it just, the house just didn't like this. Boom. And then I just thought, whoa, that's a tree.
Firefighters chased wind-driven blazes up and down California. Eric Sherwin is with the San Bernardino Fire Department.
The tendency to start a warming fire in the presence of Santa Ana can result in destructive and truly out-of-control fires very quickly. If you see a fire start, if you see smoke, call 911 as soon as you can.
Thousands of homes are without power in California as utilities work to prevent a fire sparked by downed power lines. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.